Hey, everybody, welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. I am a 32-year-old man who spent 3 months of my life willingly and getting paid for it to write about every Nine Inch Nails song possible, and since then I've approached every single stage like I am Trent Reznor, and that is not a positive thing. I am enjoying that man's music. He does not have a large vocabulary. Every other song is about fisting. Who cares? What do you get out of fisting? As the fister, you don't have any nerve endings in your hands that make putting it up an asshole that much better. That doesn't make sense. No one comes through their hands. You could help other people come. Why would you go through the asshole in a fisting motion? That's not how things work. When you have for the listener at home. We had a very funny man that you've heard on this podcast before named Jamel come and do some warm-up. Now, Jamel, in his very, very funny bit, talked about going to college for a handful of years. That's all you really need to get a job that you want. Now, I did get one of those jobs that I wanted. I was a women's studies major. That is true. I was also a rape victim advocate. That is not something you should cheer for because it's incredibly depressing. I would go to the hospital and counsel sexual assault survivors. And it wasn't just women, and it wasn't just young people. So it really was really rough. Now I work for a wonderful website called Bryce Young Things. And a month from today, I will be leaving this great District of Columbia to go to Miami to get on a cruise ship entitled Shiprocked. For those of you that aren't laughing, Shiprocked has bands. The headliner is Limp Bizkit. Go to college, kids. You could use your women's studies degree on a cruise ship with Limp Bizkit and Buck Cherry. And Andrew WK. And I think Andrew WK and I are going to get along really cool. And we're going to talk about rape culture. Speaking of rape culture, who likes football? Not wow. Really? Have you ever watched the news? Ever? There's two things that go along with football. Debilitating concussions that lead to murder suicides and other horrible things. So, big football fan. But I'm from a real city called Chicago, so I don't like college sports. I want my guys, and they're always guys, because if you're going to murder suicide yourself, you should get paid to do it. College sports is horrible. Coaches get paid to yell at kids to murder suicide themselves, and they don't get paid anything. You got a booster phone, you got $50,000. Yeah, they should be getting a lot of money, is what I'm trying to say. Anyways, there was actually two really good football games yesterday, and I am not a college football fan, but I was alive in America, so I had to legally watch them. And the first game was awesome. It was Oregon versus Florida State, and I don't like Florida State because I don't know why. I have no allegiance to either school, but they don't seem cool to me, so fuck those guys. But I really liked Oregon because they have very festive uniforms. They have slightly different uniforms. They're green. Anyways, they won by a lot, and they were not predicted to win, and it was kind of a shock to everyone that follows the game. And this is the first year that they're having college football playoffs, so one not done is their t-shirts, and it's pretty cool, and there's a championship in a handful of days. And today the big story on ESPN was about the celebration that the Oregon players had after their Florida State game. Now Florida State has a very similar chant to the Atlanta Braves chant, which is inherently racist. It's the tomahawk chop, and they go, oh. So that's a horribly racist chant. They should obviously change that chant. And the Oregon players did change that chant. They changed that chant to no means no, which is a reference. See, I'm tying it all together. Shiprocked 2015. So these three amazing football players, I have no idea what their names are because they're college sports players and they'll never get paid, so fuck them forever. Anyways, college, am I right? Alma maters and blah, blah. I went to DePaul. We didn't give a shit. Anyways, yeah, they chanted no means no, and the big story was like, that is disgraceful. How dare they taunt the Florida State quarterback that was accused of sexual assault? How dare they do that? And how dare they co-opt that inherently racist chant to make it fucking truth to power? How dare they? And here's the problem. I am right. Everything I just said was right and somewhat funny. There was a handful of laughs. I don't know. I'm not going to ask you why you laughed. It's just because I could be failing. That doesn't matter. Laughs are laughs, guys. Give it up for Jerry Lewis. He hates women. He'll be at the Lincoln Theater this month. I'm right. That's what people on a stage are supposed to do. They're supposed to yell at really important, powerful, cultural, blah, 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 blah. But you just sound whiny. I sound like I'm jealous. Why am I chewing ice? This is horrible. Sorry. For the people at home and the people in the room, I'm sorry I'm chewing ice in a microphone that's incredibly disrespectful to you. I want to be here. You deserve my full anger. It's whiny to come off and just come up here and scream and make fun of really rich asshole coaches. But who am I? Who are we supposed to be talking about? They're horrible hack comics, not in just this city, but every city in the world, make fun of like homeless people. Why would you do? You're supposed to punch up. Speaking of punching up, this guy from Florida State, he's a fantastic man. His name's James Winston, and I really hope my team, the Chicago Bears, get him because he'd be just great for the organization. Anyways, you have a fantastic show tonight, and I'm conflicting with everything I enjoy. Katie's here. Katie's going to come up here and play some songs. Katie's going to be the house band. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Katie. Katie, before you play your first song, I want to have a miniature chat with you. Katie, have you ever watched a football game?
Nope.
Fantastic. Now, you're going to play a song, is that correct?
Correct.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Katie McDee.
I'm going to play a very, very short song right now, and then a longer one at the end.
That's how time works.
How many of you, you guys ever, used Tinder? All right. This is a very short song about growing up in the age of the internet. With online dating. I haven't had a chance to practice love yet, but I read about it once on the internet. I fiddle on my phone and I twiddle my thumbs. I look at all these boys, but all these boys are dumb. That's it.
Katie McDee, everybody. Truth to power. My first guest of the evening is no stranger to the show, but he's never been on the show as a guest. I know him as a fantastic musician and a performer, but he recently started doing something that's inherently crazy, and that's why he's on the show tonight. His name is Brandon. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Brandon Moses. Brandon! Brandon, why are you on this evening's show?
Because I told you I've been boxing and you thought that was crazy.
That is true. Now, we are Facebook friends because we are both alive and live in cities and we use Facebook. My friend just sent me an invite for this other service. It's like Facebook without the ads. I'm like, you could lie on Facebook. You don't have to give any real information. I don't actually feel blessed about every single post. Anyways, I've seen you boxing, and you actually seem to be enjoying it, and your face isn't fucked up yet. How long have you been boxing?
Since the summer.
What made you interested in the sport of boxing?
That's a long story.
And that's why you're on a talk show. So what made you interested in the sport of boxing? Feel free to lie if it makes you uncomfortable.
Bruce Lee.
Really?
I'm getting beat up a lot when I was younger.
But you are no longer a young man. How old are you?
31.
Yeah, that's not young. We're in our 30s.
Yeah.
Are you getting beat up now? Are you bullied right now?
No, I mean, a couple of guys did try to rob me like a year ago.
Did that have anything to do with you getting into the sport of boxing?
No.
So it was just the love of Bruce Lee, who died because of boxing. No. Right? How did he die?
Yeah, pretty much.
Great. So that
hemorrhage,
guy,
brain hemorrhage.
That guy that was murdered with his own hands, him, and then getting bullied as a, I'm assuming, adolescent.
Yeah.
So every 18 years, you'll do something proactive to... So at 49, you'll be like, I will not do your talk show. But until then, I have another 18 years to just push you around.
I wasn't entirely listening to what you were saying.
That's completely fair. Now, so you got into boxing. Are you enjoying the sport of boxing? And is it weird that I keep calling it the sport of boxing?
No, that's accurate. Cool. Yeah, I like it a lot.
What do you like about it?
This is gonna sound not funny, but But you get to focus. Like, it teaches you, like, focus and rhythm and, I don't know, just... And it's something to do to stay in shape, I guess.
Were you ever fat? I've known you for about 5 years. You've never seemed overweight.
Yeah, no, not overweight.
Are you worried about losing your figure?
Mildly.
Really? Why is that?
Because I'm lazy.
Are you? But you're boxing. That can't be lazy. What were you doing before boxing?
Playing a lot of guitar.
That is incredibly lazy. Now, that's how I know you. You're a very good musician. Aren't you worried that it's going to, like, kind of fuck up your hands? You play guitar. You kind of need finger dexterity. You're not a drummer.
No.
Well, drummers hit things. They're not, like, playing chords here. They're going boom, boom, boom. Oh, it's so hard. Let's be honest. Drummers are the worst. Agreed? See? Okay, good. But are you worried as a musician, as someone that's in multiple bands and you use your fingers to play instruments and you also sing, you could fuck up your face and fuck up your hands in one bout. Doesn't that worry you?
No.
Cool. Now, have you been injured since you started boxing?
No, not really. I got my brain rattled and... That wasn't fun.
Now, when you say you got your brain rattled, do you mean you had a concussion? Or
I don't know.
You had a concussion. Now, you had a concussion, obviously. Did you go back to the gym the next day?
Probably. Maybe I took like a day off, I think.
Okay, now.
You don't fight every day. So.
How often do you go to the gym to box?
Hopefully only... You know, once every couple of weeks to actually fight.
Yes. But you're going to spar and stuff like that. You're hitting the bag. You're going to the gym a lot.
Yeah.
Well, how often? Does this feel like you've committed a crime? No. And I'm trying to figure out what that crime is.
No. I try to go about 4 times a week, sometimes 3.
How long are you in the gym for these times?
Usually about 2-3 hours.
You're in the gym for 2 and 3 hours?
Yeah.
Do you realize that's a long time to be in a gym?
Is it?
Yes, that's a very long time. Does the gym smell horrible?
Yes.
Okay, good. So I'm not insane to think. Does the locker room smell worse than the gym, or is it just a wash? It all just smells like crotch rot.
Yeah, it's pretty much just a wash at the gym I'm at.
Yeah. Where do you go?
Midtown Youth Academy.
And isn't that the one on 14th Street?
Yep, 14th. It's the oldest boxing gym in D.C.
Yeah.
It's black-owned. Oh, wait, the audience. Yeah, the guy who runs it is mildly senile and in a wheelchair and has a really raspy voice.
There's a really good Washington Post magazine feature about him about 6 months ago, if you're interested in seeing it. Part of that story was about the gym potentially closing. Has that come up at all?
No, he owns it.
Okay.
And it'll probably close when he's dead.
Now, you had to put money down on this guy dying. What's your guess?
Hopefully... You know, long enough for me to go to amateurs.
You want to go into amateurs?
Yeah.
Aren't you too old for that? You're 31. You're an old man.
Actually, 33 is too old.
So I have another year to get destroyed in the ring.
Yes.
Do you think I should box you? It's not you boxing me. You'll just destroy me if you throw a punch.
You know, I can make you my wife.
Now, there's this great player from Florida State named James Winston. Do you think he'd be good in the ring? He doesn't know when to quit. He's never going to throw in the towel.
Who?
I can't tell if you're not paying attention or you're trying to, like, be the straight man right now. I can't tell.
I am not a comedian.
No one said you had to be fun. I like you as a person. We've had conversations not on a stage. They're very rare.
Yeah.
Now, do you recommend, if your bandmates were like, I kind of want to get into boxing, would you be like, yes, you should, or like, hey, you're going to die if you go in a ring. Maybe you shouldn't.
I think that it is one of the most stress-relieving things to punch a bag, if nothing else.
I understand the punching the bag part, but you got concussed and won't admit it. I'm assuming that didn't come from a bag. You hit the bag so hard with so much force, it slapped you in the face. I don't think that happened. I think another human being did that to you.
Yes, another human being did that. But so I have hit the bag so hard that it amazed me.
For the listener at home, please describe your shoes.
I guess they're like boats.
Boat shoes. It's January 2nd in Washington, D.C. It's maybe 40 degrees out. You're wearing boat shoes. Do you think that choice came with your concussion?
No.
Okay, good. You seem to actually be enjoying this. I know that because you changed your Facebook profile picture, and we only change our Facebook profile pictures to activities that we enjoy.
Most of the time, yeah.
Who was in your top eight? Do you remember?
As far as...
Your top eight on MySpace.
Oh!
Jesus Christ.
My original band is on my top eight in MySpace.
Let's give it a plug.
It's a gift of nothing. It was really... it's really cheesy.
Yeah.
And, yeah, don't look it up.
I'll link back to that.
A friend of mine... who died of a heroin overdose.
Oh, boy. Come on. Really?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Maybe somebody I was dating at the time. I'm not sure. Those are only three I remember.
So you had a really shitty band that you're no longer proud of, a dearly deceased man, and a woman that will no longer talk to you.
The girl was the one that... OD'd. And
yeah, we definitely needed to clarify that. We would have been lost if we didn't know that was a female that passed away from horrible, horrible addiction. It's probably really hard to be an addict if you're a boxer.
People have done it, I think.
I'm trying to find the silver lining to this, man. I don't see one reason to box. You're in shape. I get that. But you've always been in shape. It's not like I had this amazing transformation. Before I was 400 pounds. Now I'm a svelte 160. I'm not talking about myself. Don't look at my gut. I'm a svelte 160. I'm about to destroy people in the ring. I'm an amateur boxer. I even have Olympic dreams. No. You seem to be a normal guy, and you're enjoying the boxing.
Yeah. I mean, I felt like before it was more rock muscle. And now it's...
Yeah, that doesn't exist. But overall, you would recommend people boxing.
Yeah.
You would recommend your gym.
Yeah.
You'd recommend me.
Yes.
Go to your gym.
Yes, you should come, and people should pressure you to come.
No,
and
I'll do it.
At least do like a class.
I'll definitely do a class. Now, I have to wear contacts if I box, or should I just go in sort of blind? I'm assuming sort of blind.
Your first time, just come in with contacts because I'll just teach you, like, some basic stuff where you won't have to worry about like getting a contact lodged in your iris or something.
But you know me, and I run my mouth, and I will inevitably have a man there that wants to assault my face.
No, I will say that though they are killers, they're very, very nice kids, and the main people who train are like 16-year-olds.
So so someone half my age that I can't even legally hit is going to hit me in the face. And I'm going to pay money for that.
Yeah.
Sounds
I mean,
good.
It'll be gentle. It'll be very gentle.
Those gentle punches that boxing gyms are known for. Well, you're a fantastic man. Do you have any shows you'd like to plug?
No.
You're in like four bands. You have no shows coming up?
I have no shows. I have a record that's out. It's good. It's
You haven't given the name of your band.
It's
You haven't given the name of the record. You just said, I got a record and it's good. Figure it out, guys.
Yeah, it's called It's called Be Black Baby. It's a band called Laughing Man. It was an enjoyable record to make. It's good. You should get the cassette, and you should probably buy a cassette player unless you're like cool or something, and already
you
had
so much goodwill, and then you said buy the cassette, and just it went out the window. You're a fantastic man, and I hope to one day get beaten up by you. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Brandon Moses, everybody. Brandon, thank you. Katie, would you like to play a slightly longer song?
Okay.
All right, cool.
For the listeners at home, I was sitting down earlier and lowered the microphone. Now I gotta raise it back up.
River of voices runs down the hall, slipping and falling like fish when they're spawning, syllables painted with alcohol. What a sweet voice you have. From the edges of your words, twist the curves of my tongue. Syllables laugh and complain as they run. What was I looking for? What did I expect? A woman is a horse with a noose around her neck. Shouldn't have bothered to beg.
That was really good.
Now I'll lower it back down.
Is that a new one? Have I heard that before?
Yeah. That's a new one.
I like that. I like the hearse horse line.
Yeah. Everybody likes hearses.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyways.
My wife will definitely be burying me. Coming to stage is a very funny man. He's got to follow that. Yeah, play him out. Let's do it festively. You've seen him at the Benson Ball. Inevitably, he's probably bought you a drink because he actually has tact. And unlike most comics, has some money. Not a lot of money, but a reasonable amount of money. He's an adult with a lot of money. He's going to buy everyone shots. Ladies and gentlemen, he's not doing that. Ladies and gentlemen, come to stage. The very funny Mr. Bill Metzger. Everybody, Bill, the stage is yours.
Thank you. I'm not buying anybody shots. I have $32, so I don't know where all my money's gone. At least two shots to the lucky winner. Huh. Yeah, man. I don't have enough money to buy pot right now, which sucks. Can't justify it. It's because I don't have enough money. I really wish they had gone through with making it legal. That would have been wonderful, but they fucked up. It's not, like, I was disappointed for a while, but then I realized, like, I'm just going to buy it anyway. It doesn't matter. It literally does nothing to me. I'm disappointed because I can't use my debit card. That's why I wanted it to be legal. That's it. I want to buy it with my debit card and have it show up on my phone and enter it into an Excel spreadsheet and have it fucking debit out of my, you know what I mean? I buy pot from a 19-year-old in my building right now. Like, that's where I'm getting it. It's good shit. And he gives me a decent deal. He doesn't skimp, but he's 19. It makes me hurt. I'm 33. I just want to buy pot from someone older than me, basically, is what I'm trying to do. That's why I voted yes. It's been like that for a long time. The first time I ever bought pot, I was 14, I think. 13 or 14, and I bought it from a 12-year-old under a bridge. And he... That, I'm trying to prevent my kids from having to do that. Because you know what they don't do at legal dispensaries? They don't go, hey, man, you see those crystals right there? You just smoke cocaine. I don't want my 14-year-old son having to deal with that. So I voted yes. You know, I was watching the results roll in for the legalized pot thing, and it tells you how many people voted. Like, it gave statistics on, like, yes, no, and then how many people undervoted, which means they just didn't vote at all, and how many people overvoted, and it was exactly two people circled both, which either they were super high or they were just like, maybe, I don't know. I want all the candidates. You're all getting in. Ha ha. Who's going to stop me? Four mayors. Oh, man. I started smoking pot recently, like a couple years ago. I went through a hiatus where I didn't smoke it at all. And that was because I hit a deer while I was high in college once. And it kind of freaked me out. I didn't hit him. He hit me. I was high and driving. Which I don't do anymore. That was like when I was fucking in college. I was like, it's fun. I could do it. It's not like alcohol. It's like spaceship. Like I was able to justify it in my own head. But I hit a deer. And it wasn't like the reaction time wasn't enough. He ran out and slammed into the side of my car. And the problem was that because I was high, he flipped upside down, and I made eye contact with him for 10 seconds. And he had the weirdest look on his face because he had never been upside down before. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I just wanted Doritos to taste better. I didn't mean to give you a new experience. I like smoking pot. It's fun. It makes stuff like conspiracy theories more fun. Yeah. I think I just turned the mic and on. Okay. I had a friend who he had an idea that there was a conspiracy. There's a theory that aliens have come down already. We've already made contact with them, and they've given us a lot of shit. He was like, yo, check this out. Internet came from aliens. Microwaves, satellites, technology came from aliens from a fucking ship that landed in Nevada. And I think it'd be really funny if, like, aliens came down, but their technology sucked. But they thought it was great. Like, yeah, they have space travel, but everything else is like, behold, humans, the laser disc. Oh, you have DVD? Put it away, they have DVD. They already have DVD. Give us all your Norbits on DVD. An alien life form wants every copy of Norbit on the face of the earth. Who knew? I watched Close Encounters of the Third Kind recently. Good rewatch. It's a good rewatch. It made me curious as to what the other encounters were. So I looked them up, and there are 7 encounters. The first 1, 2, 3 is like, you see an alien or you see a ship, and 3, because of the movie, is named after it. It's like you contact the alien and you speak with it. 4 and 5 are like the aliens are shooting at you, basically. Like, it ramps up from seeing an alien, like between 1 and 6, it just slowly ramps up to all-out war, like, Close Encounters of the Sixth Kind is like New York is destroyed. It's like, we've been encountered in the sixth kind or whatever. But then it takes a turn because Close Encounters of the Seventh Kind is sex with an alien, which doesn't make any sense. Like, they're in a meeting and they get as far up, like, okay, if they destroy a city, definitely we need a kind for that one. And then some dude in the back was like, well, what if they want to fuck? What do we call it then? We got to have a kind if they were like, they want to get down to fuck. So they put Close Encounters of the Seventh Kind. There's actually a Close Encounters of the Eighth Kind. That's a star baby. That's if you have sex with an alien and a little hybrid baby comes out. And not, the Close Encounters of the Ninth Kind is like a really bad breakup with an alien. They're just like not returning your stuff. You're not returning your stuff or you're contacting. You're setting up the little disc player to go. That was an, I tried to do a reference to E.T., but it didn't really work. I'm not the quickest guy on the planet. Thank you. I drive a food truck right now, and I would like to not do that. But I want to do something fun. I don't want to fucking sit at a desk and shit. I'd love to act. I'd love to be an actor. But you can't just be an actor. It sucks. You got to do all that bullshit like Shakespeare's dressing in tight stupid shit. You can't immediately just jump to, get off my plane. They don't let you. You got to prove yourself before they offer you Harrison Ford stuff. There is one kind of acting that I could do that I really want to try my hardest this year to get into, and it's called struggle acting. And what struggle acting is the people in the black and white footage and infomercials who fucking can't get the broom to work. Does this ever happen to you? The broom breaks and they're just like, you broom. I think I could be real fucking good at it, so good that people, producers would like seek me out to work on their projects and they'd take me out to lunch. They'd be like, okay, so it's a blender, right? And you're having trouble with the blender and the top's not on all the way and the juice explodes out all over you in the kitchen. I'm just like, yeah, what else, man? What else? What's my motivation here? And the guy's like, and your wife left you that day and your daughter's pregnant and you just lost your job. I'm like, yeah, okay, yeah, I get it. I'll do it. And I'd be real fucking method. I wouldn't, when they yell cut, I wouldn't stop fucking shit up. In character the whole time. Going back to my trailer, like knocking stuff over, burning Hot Pockets in the microwave. Thank you guys. Thank you so much for the time on the stage. Hello. What's your resolution?
Mine aren't fun.
What do you mean they're fun? You can't have a fun resolution.
Oh,
yeah,
not fun.
Yeah, of course. Of course they're not.
I do the same resolutions every year, and I try to read 52 books.
Oh, does it work?
Yeah, sometimes.
Wow. Well, that's not fair.
That's
just more. That's like, I'm going to watch Walking Dead again. Like, how fucking easy is that shit?
It's not like watching Walking Dead again at all.
A book a week, man?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
You must not do anything at BYT.
I go on cruises.
Yeah, right.
You want to come to the cruise?
Yeah, man. Shocktober. What is it? What's it called? When is it? July?
No, it's in a month. Shiprocked.
Shiprocked. Yeah.
Here's the best part. Here's the best part. It's the middle of the week. It's a Monday through Friday cruise.
Oh, cool. I'll just not.
I will be the only person on the cruise with a job.
What is it? What are you?
It's gonna be amazing. You wanna come?
Yeah. Cool. I do. You can have me interview Limp Bizkit. Because I did listen to their recent album. Not very good.
It's on Cash Money Records. It's on Lil Wayne's record label.
Oh really?
Yeah, Lil Wayne was on the first single. You obviously didn't listen. Now why don't you just buy your hypothetical son drugs and that way because
he needs to learn about money and you know how money works. Like how far a dollar will go. I can't just show up.
Shut up. How many dollars do you have right now?
32.
So maybe
it's a couple of shots.
Maybe if your dad bought you drugs.
I don't want him to make the same mistakes.
But that's the same mistake.
I don't want to be one of those guys that comes home from work and is like, here's some sour diesel, son. He needs to understand how the pot economy works. It took me fucking years of smoking under a bridge with 12-year-olds to figure it out. I want a better life for him.
Or her.
But you really don't want a daughter, right?
Oh, yeah, I definitely do. Cool. More so than a son. A little wiener. Gross.
It's funny for the listener at home, he stuck his tongue out.
Yeah, like, ugh. I just think I don't like watching little boys get changed. It's like the poop goes on their balls. It's just like gross.
That's the reason you want to have a daughter rather than a son.
I don't want to look at poopy balls. That's it. And I'll tell her that to her fucking face when we're high and she's like 18 and I'll be like, oh, you want to know a secret? I just didn't want to look at poopy balls. I'm so sorry. But I love you very much. And we'll break down that barrier. I don't know. I wouldn't mind a daughter. What do you want to have? Hmm? You know, the wife ain't going to...
He's doing a lot of stuff with his eyes for the listener.
I just want a straight answer. I feel like you're not going to give me one.
No, I'm not. That was good.
I'll give you one. I'll get an answer on shark wrecked. Shark ship rocked. Shark wrecked. This is crazy.
Yeah, we'll go on the...
We'll
go on the cruise together, and all you'll do is ask the musicians on... The people that are performing on the cruise what kind of kid they want to have.
Yeah. Which one are you, Limp Bizkit? Which one are you, Limp Bizkit? You want a boy or a girl? You get... Think about the poopy balls. Do they let pot? You know, you bring pot on board? Oh, are you going to get off on a fucking place? This will work out really well, because I go load up on marijuana... When we go to fucking St. Croix or whatever, I don't know. Do they sell pot in St. Croix?
It leaves out of Miami, and it goes to, and I don't fucking know.
Okay. We'll probably have a lot of pot already by then. So, does it really matter? See, that's what I'm saying. Legalizing pot doesn't matter. Already going to buy it. Already going to smoke it.
What's that accent you just did?
It's just a very... You know what it is? It's John F. O'Donnell.
Yeah, I think it is.
I annoy the shit out of my girlfriend with that. Yeah. She'll be like, what do you want for dinner? I'm like, I want some scrambled eggs. She's like, don't fucking use that intonation, please. It's annoying.
Yeah. For the people in the room, John F. O'Donnell is not like a famous man. He's a guy that we all know. Yes, he's on TV, but like I have almost as many Twitter followers, so let's be realistic here. Calm down, guys.
Okay.
Calm down, JFOD. The real JFOD. That's his Twitter handle.
Yeah. Was someone impersonating him?
You, just now.
No, I mean on Twitter.
Your entire bit. No.
Yeah, the whole thing. Actually, I really want the first time that he saw me perform, it was here, and I really wanted to get up and just my whole set do his, like, I really like smoking pot, like, without telling him. And just act like he's stepping all over my carpet.
I think you could still do it and he wouldn't know.
Probably not. No, yeah, no, he wouldn't care.
No, you're funny. You did a good job.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to move the show along now, so.
With another song or another boxer?
Put your hands together
Thank
for Bill
you, everybody.
Metz, everybody. Dave, come up here. Or dance up here, whatever. I don't. For the listener at home, he was dancing. Don't sit. Don't sit. You have to stand behind your keyboard. This is Katie's been. We've been lucky. Not the desk. Dave, don't sit there. I just said don't sit there. Katie, could you please stand up?
For what?
Because he's gonna play the thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I thought too, but he's just fucking pretending to dance around like a weirdo. Anyways, this is my favorite weirdo. His name is Dave. Dave, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Thank you so much. Dave. We're moving the show around a little bit because we did it for the anniversary show and I enjoyed it quite a bit. So, Dave is a fantastic musician. He used to be in a very good band, but that band no longer exists. What are you doing? He's making the keyboard taller for the listener at home. He couldn't have done this ever.
I did it.
You did it. Congratulations. I'm so happy you were able to do that. You used to be in a band.
Yeah, I was in a band one day. That was a long time ago. I still remember those days.
It was like 18 months ago.
18 months. It was a little more than that. It was
It was like 20 months, wasn't it?
No, it was like a few years ago. It was like 2.5 years ago, maybe.
It was 2012.
It was like, yeah, 2012.
This guy is fantastic.
But time, it just goes by, and then you're like, just feels like a long time, but then it was yesterday. So it's really hard to say.
Are you writing the lyrics for a sitcom theme song?
Not that I know of. Oh, what's it called?
You tell me.
Well, I'm probably not writing them then.
That's fair. Okay, so you're going to play a song, and then we'll chit-chat.
Okay, that sounds fine. should I start playing? Play. Okay, hold up. This is my first song. Let me go louder. Now it's over.
What's the name of the song?
That song, I call that song Interlude. Yeah. I know it's a cop out. I know. It's not.
Yes, it is a cop out. It's very pretty.
It used to be in the middle of an album, but now it doesn't make sense because it's like the first song that I play, so it's not really an interlude anymore.
You know, you got to pick the songs you played tonight and the order in which you played them.
Oh, yeah. You're right. That's true. I didn't think. Yeah, that's true. But I actually always played that song first.
Why?
Because it's the best one I have. It's my best song.
Well, don't listen as carefully or as clearly because the rest are just shit. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. And it's like.
No, don't say yeah. You're supposed to say no. They're all great.
Oh, no, they're
I want
good.
You to hear
okay,
them. I try no, a lot. I care about this. This is my art. I brought this giant keyboard here for a reason. You're going to be wowed by my prowess.
Just give me a chance. Just give me a chance.
That's right.
I'll turn things around.
Why did you need to turn things around? I thought it went fine. What happened that now we're turning things around?
I play that one first because it's it's kind of quiet.
It is quiet.
It doesn't have
words.
So a lot of times people will be talking and then they'll have to really be quiet down a lot to start listening, and then they'll still be quiet for my other songs.
So what I just did was ruin that entire momentum.
Yeah, but I think this has other value that we're adding to it. So
I hope so. Now you're gonna play another song.
Oh yeah, sure.
What did you think I was gonna ask you?
I thought you were gonna offer me a drink, but okay.
Do you want? That's fair. You are my guest. Would you like a drink?
Yeah. What are you offering?
For the listener at home, we're in a bar. Whatever you think the bar would have.
Oh, yeah, like a whiskey ginger ale.
There we go. I'll go to the bar and get that while you play this song.
Okay, yeah, well, you can put it on the tab.
Don't worry about that. You're my guest.
Okay, this is a good song. You guys will like it.
Thank you.
visit. Better sit up straight. Better be waiting. If he's early, it's just you running late. Such a good friend, help me out, man, 'cause you know I'd do the same.
Was quite different.
Yeah, that was different than my first song.
I like it.
Thank you.
I've heard that one before, that, though.
Yeah, you actually, all the songs I'm going to be playing are kind of older, so you'll have heard them all.
That's fine.
But and that one would have sounded a little different if I had remembered my sustain pedal. I forgot it, and
no excuses,
makes
buddy.
It harder.
No excuses.
Know? Yeah. Well,
no, you don't need that bullshit.
Well, I'm working overtime now because I don't have it. I have to hold down the keys longer manually. Yeah, for you guys. Yeah, no problem.
Have you broken any keyboards or pianos ever?
I think I broke this one.
Great.
And yeah, whenever I go home, my mom's like, no, don't play that. Don't
do that thing
you're gonna
love.
You're going to do the bangy thing. You're going to bang on the keys real hard.
Yeah, and then you do it.
I do it anyway, but when she tells me to stop, I say, oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I forgot you didn't like that.
But you just said you lie to your mother.
Is she listening? Is this recorded?
This is recorded. So you're saying you fibbed to your ma.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I never.
Do you like Dr. John?
Dr. John. Yeah, but I don't really know him that well, but I do. I have listened to him, and he's not influenced, but okay. I like him, yeah.
Okay. If you had limitless resources, what would you be doing for a record? Because obviously you wouldn't just be using that. Just based on what you just played, it sounds like you have a lot of things going on in your head. That's a compliment.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm actually...
I think it's a compliment.
That's true, and that song is like... right now I'm playing it with other people.
Yeah.
I'm playing it like in a band context. And it sounds, all those things that, you know, you're imagining in your head, or you're imagining that I'm imagining in my head, they're actually being played by real life people, and they're really fantastic musicians that are playing with me, and I'm kind of honored or a little scared playing with them.
You could say at least one of their names. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, so on, here's a plug, yeah?
You get it. You're a pro.
All right. Yeah, okay. So January 7th at the Communiverse, which is at 14th and Webster, I'm going to be playing a great show, and a lot of the songs will be with other people. You could call it a band. And it'll be...
It's optional. You don't have to call it a band.
No, if it's a band, I really should have a name for it, which I don't have yet. So,
no, but it's your music. You wrote all the music.
I'll be playing with, yeah. Well, the
fuck these guys. They're all replaceable. It's about you.
The people I'll be playing with is Kenny Pirog, Joey Bentley, and John Lee. And John Lee's a great jazz guitarist. He plays around the area a bit. And the other two are in other indie bands that are both very good.
Can I make a request for you?
Yes.
There you go. Never incorporate a wind chime.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's that first song.
No, in life.
Okay. Oh, okay. So the first song has a couple like really tiny things that are like could be interpreted as like, but it's like really under the mix. So I didn't think anyone would notice it.
No, that's fine. Okay. But I mean, like literally, with this show. You got a wind chime player.
Hate them.
Don't hate them. They're still human beings.
I hate haters too. But
now you're in a pickle. That's what you get when you fib to Ma.
I'm sorry, Mom.
You got two shorter songs. Is that correct?
Those were the short songs.
Oh, okay, then I'll play it. Fantastic. Play a song then.
Okay.
And then we'll chat.
Okay. Left in a deadline. Set it back to us. You know you don't feel right, but don't know what you're dying of.
That's my favorite thus far. Are you afraid ever of you're playing too many notes and it like disguises your lyrics? Seriously, because you're a good lyricist and you're doing a lot more than most piano players.
Playing too much that you're not listening to my lyrics as
like
much.
It's distracting. Serious question.
I figured out
during that song who you remind me of, and it's a compliment. It's Rufus Wainwright.
Okay, yeah, sometimes I get that.
Rufus Wainwright plays a lot fewer notes.
Well, I guess there's sometimes I like playing a lot of notes sometimes, but I do feel like sometimes if you play too many notes, you start getting too heady and you need to balance that out with some if you do something a little more simpler, then it can be kind of more like you can connect to it more emotionally. So it's like after I play a bunch of notes, maybe I'll play something slower and you can connect to it maybe. That's sometimes I think about that, but so I think I'm a little on the same page with what you were.
Another appropriate answer would have been yes.
Yeah, I guess
because
positive.
We're agreed. Yeah. Final song?
Okay, well yeah, I go one
and
more.
Then you could have this delicious drink you've requested.
Oh, it looks so good.
Now you sound like an alcoholic.
I was just trying to be polite. I don't know. Cuz that was Yeah, okay, I'll play one more song, and then I'll be done. This one's a nice ending song. I'll commence playing.
Very good.
Thank you.
Very sad and pretty.
Yeah.
Two final questions. At one point, towards the end of that song, you had a face like your piano went out of tune, like a guitarist would make when he accidentally plays the wrong notes because there's a string out of tune. You're playing a keyboard.
Yeah. Well, the thing that's surprising me during this set is I keep on pressing pedal, and there's no sustain pedal for me to press, so I keep just pressing like the mic stand with my foot. So sometimes I'm like, oh, that's a mic stand, that's not a pedal.
That is different.
Pedal.
That's a different thing. And finally, has any very liberal couple approached you to make that their first dance song at a wedding? It's a beautiful song, but they have to be an incredibly liberal couple that does not believe in God, our Almighty Father, in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
Has that happened yet?
Not yet.
Give it some time, bro.
But now
is it cool that I call you bro?
I'm on the podcast, so it's. Is it cool to call me bro?
Because I'm doing it anyways, bro.
Well, if you're gonna do it anyway, yeah, totally cool.
No, that's not how that works. That does not mean consent. Coming to the stage is a. No, you're not. You're. That's okay. There's a switch. Don't just tap on the front.
Oh, got it. Okay.
There we go.
Sorry, I'll be off now. I'll leave, but go ahead. Sorry.
That's the opposite of off.
Oh, I'm bringing up.
No, because you can't bring up the next guy because you have to leave the stage so she can come up here. Ladies and gentlemen, see him on January 7th down the street. Please put your hands together for Dave Klinger, everybody. Dave, thank you so much. Take your drink. I'm not going to kick it over. Just relax. Relax. You're good. Katie, let's get you back up here. Could you play some Walking On music for our final guest of the evening?
I guess. And then you'll play some I guess.
Katie, stop. Have you ever thought of adjusting the microphone stand before you start playing?
Well, no, I have not.
We're all here to learn, everybody. I like you a lot. I just want you to know that. This is her, what, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth time being the house band, and I just wanted to say I like you a lot, and I really like you behind Dave's piano because it sounds a hell of a lot better than your
horrible, shitty
Casio. Dave, thanks, buddy. I don't know if he's still in the room. I'm assuming.
Give it up for Dave. He was one of the best musicians I've seen.
You just insulted. This is episode 345. You've just insulted over 300 other musicians.
Well, I mean, I've only done this on like six things.
You haven't listened to every single show.
Job, I must say. So
it was great. Yeah. I think you guys actually would. That'd be a fun show.
Yeah,
you got
this
a fiery furnace. Oh no, I'm talking about YouTube.
Could always go downhill.
Yeah, let's make that happen now. Final guest of the evening, one of my good friends. I hope he's in the room. I see him, thank God. We're doing something called Color Commentary. And if there's one thing that Race Relations sounds like, it's this fucking awesome song she was about to play right there. I'm going to cut that from the podcast because it didn't make sense.
Terrible.
I thought I had some cool things to say because I was going to be. It's all light and feathery and fun. Yeah, this is what Race Relations sounds like. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Haywood Turnipseed Jr., everybody.
That's racial.
It's kind of like the music of a winner.
That sounds like some old ragtime.
Kind of, yeah.
Go get those niggas.
You could use the desk.
12 years a slave.
Use the desk. Yeah.
Merry Christmas. I watched that on Christmas. That is such bullshit.
Wait, why did you watch that on Christmas?
It was on. HBO was doing...
Lots of things were on HBO.
It was either that or Roots the Gift.
You don't want to watch The Wire Marathon?
Or that.
The current modern day 12 Years a Slave.
Or that. God, nigga. Do some more crack, nigga. So we can buy these vacants. I love The Wire. That is the shit. It is great. It is great. It's all about, that's America.
Breaking news, people like The Wire.
No, they don't. No, that's it. People don't like The Wire. That's why they can show it again.
Stop talking. No one's ever said, I don't like The Wire. Who the fuck are you talking to that doesn't
Everybody who didn't watch it.
Well, that's,
because
yeah.
Facebook was loaded with people going, hey, what is this show? I've never seen it before. And
really?
I was like, what the fuck? Why are you in my timeline?
Yeah, hide them. Hide them.
I was like, what the fuck?
That's on you, man.
Where were you 5 years ago with this shit? Where were you when it was? Well, The Wire was called The Corner?
It was never called The Corner.
Yes, it was. See, there's one guy in the back who knows what I'm talking about.
Was the pilot called The Corner?
No, there was a show that about the before The Wire, it was called The Corner, and then everybody who was on The Corner actually, they were like, you know what? This is bigger than a fucking miniseries.
Oh, so wait, was this the thing between Homicide and The Wire?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Why? Well, it's not part of canon. It's in between.
It is part of canon.
No, it's not.
Because D'Angelo Barksdale is still a part of it.
I understand. Well,
he's a corner boy.
By that point, isn't Richard Belzer in... Technically, isn't Richard Belzer playing the same character in The Wire and Homicide
everything.
And Sesame Street and...
Right.
Seriously.
Law and Order Special.
So if you
Bill
do
Cosby
that...
Bill Cosby Unit.
Shit! What? Yes! That's... Yes! Why isn't it called Law and Order Bill Cosby Unit?
This is Bill Cosby
that is
Unit.
Fucking...
20 years?
Shit!
Here's what's hilarious to me, that got more applause than The Wire. These white folks hate Bill Cosby. Fuck you and your pudding pops, nigga. Selling us them pudding pops and all these years you've been popping puddings.
You know the two places Bill Cosby's played since then?
Florida and nowhere.
Canada. Canada.
He played in Canada.
Florida and Canada.
Oh, that's because he's still America's dad in Canada.
That's right.
Like, this is America's dad. Like, next thing we go find out, Peter Pan is coming out the vault. Well, he's going to be like, I'm a fairy all these years.
Oh, that's not the same.
It is.
No, because once
because
a
it's my childhood.
Once a mythical creation.
I know, and that hurt more than Bill Cosby. That was just crazy to me. The artist was like, no, don't fuck with Peter Pan. Bill Cosby, yeah, fuck that nigga. Peter Pan, no. Never, never fuck with him.
Peter Pan has doesn't have more than 30 people claiming sexual assault.
Yet. We don't know what he was tinkering with them Tinkerbell. In that Let's color commentate. I'm fucking with people's heads when I'm fucking with Walt Disney.
Yeah, that's what
you can't fuck with Walt Disney as well. They was like, don't you know, do you want to be in a Disney movie with that voice?
Do you?
Nope, there's DreamWorks. Only true. Reason is because Disney is all based upon fucking race. Like Walt, like Mickey Mouse, Walt Disney, Mickey Mouse was nothing until he said, you know what, let's get a black person to do the voice here and let's put jazz behind it and call it Steamboat Willie. And then that's how fucking Disney World became what it is today. All on the backs of slaves. Even the mouse was a slave. Mickey's like, I quit. He's like, no, you don't. It's called the House of Mouse. Why? Because a mouse built that motherfucker. Donald Duck is the angry white man. Like,
you really saved that bit because you didn't have anything.
Yes, and I did.
You didn't.
I'm always going somewhere.
You didn't know you were doing Donald Duck. That's just a riff. That's smart. You should keep that. That's really good. Donald Duck is the angry white
man. Thank you, white man, for telling me my
jokes.
Shut up.
Shut the fuck up.
You're so funny.
Wait, were you
zippity
saying
doo-dah, zippity-ay, my oh my, what a wonderful day. That's a ringtone. I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna do that as a ring. And we have yet to get to the color commentary.
You just commented it on my color.
I did. Thank you, Mr. White Man. I'm gonna call you every time. From here on out, that is your name when I'm on this, Mr. White Man. Hey, thank you, Mr. White Man. I saw you on Fox 5. Merry Christmas.
How's your good friend Cat Timp doing on Fox News?
Oh, man, that is crazy to me because I don't want to put a business in the street, but I've smoked weed with her. And I'm like, yeah. Did they know this? And please tell Elizabeth Hasselbeck I said hi. I'm serious. I'm like, fuck that. Megyn Kelly, ooh-wee. I like Megyn Kelly. I want to show up real black Santa Claus. Ho, 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 take this Bill Cosby. Well, she's the one who said, like, Santa and Jesus are white, and I'm pretty sure they're both imaginary. if my imagination has to be white, really the terrorists have won. Like, no, even your imagination, we want that too, nigga. Zippity doo da, zippity-a. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Am I supposed to say anything?
Nope. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. This is the part of the show where we commentate on things through the lens of race. And right now, I've been home for the last 2 weeks with the kids. We've watched a lot of Walt Disney and watching a lot of. Here's the thing racially about Disney. I know I did say it's all based upon slavery, but like you're talking about like you were pro women, right? I don't know anybody who's more pro women than fucking Walt Disney.
How so?
Because like my kid thinks every little girl is a princess based upon everything. Every girl is a princess. I'm like, no, some of them are like non-princesses.
But princess is not necessarily a good thing.
Well, exactly. Like some of them are non-princesses.
No. But I'm saying even if princess is not inherently a good thing.
Or being treated like a princess is not inherently a good thing. But feeling like one is great.
I disagree.
I feel like one right now.
That's nice.
I feel nice and warm and fuzzy. Like you're going to take care of me, Mr. White Man. That's what happens with princesses. It's like they get taken care of and I just got to let down my hair.
Haywood's the only person I've ever seen drink a glass of wine at the Wonderland Ballroom.
It's a glass of beer.
What is it? What kind?
Blueberry. It's Kool-Aid beer.
Oh, yeah. Is it a blueberry pancake beer?
Blueberry flavored beer. It is. It's awesome. It's 8.7. It's called malt beer. Malt Kool-Aid, as some gentleman so said earlier. I was like, and this is a black guy who said that. I was like, thanks, nigga. You drinking malt Kool-Aid? I was like, yep, fermented. for her pleasure.
It didn't even make sense. It didn't make any sense. What he
yes,
just
it did.
Said.
It did.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
It didn't make any sense.
Fermented. Like, fermented.
That does, how does it deal with gender in any way?
It's for her pleasure. I don't
no,
drink.
No, you just added.
I don't drink beer because I like it. I drink beer because it makes my dick hard. That's exactly. Bill Cosby taught me that. pudding pops.
Beer makes your dick hard?
Yes. If, okay.
Usually well, enough beer
we
makes
have got to talk. Where have you been? Beer keeps your dick hard.
To a point.
To a point, my ass. Well. Now that was unscripted.
I see that you actually have notes. About
I did. Had
I don't think we've touched upon any of these.
No, we haven't. We are totally riffing off the top right
That's
now.
That's fine.
That's because we have a good rapport.
You just refer to me as white man and laugh at me?
And no, rapport. Like that means we talk well with one another. Like you're the Chevy Chase to my Richard Pryor in this segment.
Oh, we have we
like you're the Gene Wilder to my Richard
That's
Pryor.
We much
bad.
Nicer.
We bad.
That's so much.
We don't
nicer.
Take no shit. I did see Silver Streak. Talk about blackface. Could you make that movie today?
Could you make The Kid today?
The what?
The one, the kid.
The toy.
The toy, sorry.
Fuck no, you couldn't make. You mean buy a nigga at a toy store? Oh my God. Are you asking for Ferguson on your front? Literally, like we talked before, the Wu-Tang would show up to your house going, hey, look, that's too much. You literally cannot buy people at Toys R Us, especially black people, unless they're snake eyes from the G.I. Joe. That's the only black human that you could buy at Toys R Us. This is why black people are not action figures, because we don't want to be classified. You don't want to buy a black action figure. You really don't, because then you're like making it do what you want it to do, and that's racism. Because the black guy would be picking up all the Q-tips. Like, hey. Pick up all the Q-tips there, Whiplash. That was hilarious. We got it. We got it. That's Midwest. That's Gary in Chicago.
Shit.
Whiplash. That's
when is the last time you went to Gary?
Oh, man, it's been a minute.
That's good.
I heard that for millennials, like, if you guys are interested, like, Bill Metzger has a lot
yeah,
of Bill, money.
Yeah, Bill, don't go yet.
Like, he has a lot of money, right? Like, I heard,
he's
but
very
he can't buy a house in D.C.
No.
You
no,
can
no,
go
no.
buy, like, I can, but he can't.
Yeah, he's very broke.
Like, I have a VA loan.
Yeah.
He can. Wait, Bill, I've heard, like, one of the top 10 cities, and this is what we're going to talk about racially speaking, like, there are cities that you guys should be living in that are not D.C. One of them, number 7 on the list, is Gary, Indiana, my hometown. White people, you guys should look into buying property there. Like, you can buy the own the Jackson's home for the low, low price of probably $50,000.
It's That's almost as cheap as Detroit and slightly.
Well, you can buy Detroit for $50,000. Detroit literally is like RoboCop right now. Like, I don't even know who policing the streets of Detroit. I think there's a Terminator running around going, I'll be back. Like, are you, is that the real Schwarzenegger? Which. Thank you. Somebody said, I knew he was going with that. And everybody else is like, whoa. It's like a white canvas I'm painting on. And these are birds.
The last time we did a show, the last two shows we did together.
Yes.
It was early in the evening that we did a show and the horrible Ferguson decision came down.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was bad.
Second time we did a show, like 2 weeks later, it was the New York decision.
Yeah, that was bad too.
What do you think is going to happen tonight? What could top?
I don't know, man. I invented somebody for Kwanzaa. Like, you know, okay. So you know how, like, you guys have Santa Claus for Christmas and Harry Hanukkah for Hanukkah? Like, we need Papa Mustafa for Kwanzaa because somebody's got to do something. Like, I invented Papa Mustafa. He's a Muslim Rasta, and this year he brought down indictments for wicked police officers. and restraint for Bill Cosby. That's the problem. Like, he's not restraining himself. Like, if those wicked cops were restraining Bill Cosby, this wouldn't be an issue. I was like, that's exactly, we need a spirit of Kwanzaa. We need the name, like, and as we spoke before, we said we need to send the Wu-Tang Clan to every protest from here on out. That way people would take protests more serious. I say, let's go one step further and name the days of Kwanzaa after the Wu-Tang Clan. Because the Wu-Tang Clan needs to be cemented into everything. First of all, white people love the Wu-Tang Clan. I went to a Wu-Tang concert, there's nothing but white people. It's like, oh my God, where is this, a mall? are we selling slaves to this mother? What is happening here? And they're like, no, I'm like, you know Wu language. They're like, yeah, diversify your bonds, nigga. And I'm like, oh shit. Wu-Tang really is nothing to fuck with. And that's what would happen with Kwanzaa. It would be a holiday that is nothing to fuck with. I believe Wu-Tang and Kwanzaa would be very dangerous together. I just think that's what needs to happen, right? Like, so what do I think is going to happen tonight? I think tonight is going to happen. It's already happened. A comet has passed over here, and it has spread peace and love. That's what comets do. That's why we're here. Comets spread peace and love, unless they hit your planet and burn all the dinosaurs.
That's true. That's true.
I saw that in Transformers 4. How come every time I watch a movie with black people in the past, there's always some robot teaching them how to build pyramids?
What?
What kind of bullshit
is that? What are you talking about?
I was watching Transformers, and I watched a marathon of Transformers. Oh, you haven't seen? Oh,
no,
my God. Well, it was apparently Optimus Prime taught niggas how to build pyramids because we couldn't figure out 1 + 1 = 2 by ourselves.
Is that really like part of the movie?
Like, oh my God, it's like these alien robots show up and they're like, "Who? Look at here, here's a basketball, enjoy yourselves." It's like, what the fuck? Really? Even Optimus? God damn.
So
nigga.
It's a good movie.
It's terrible.
It's a good movie.
I tell you a good movie, Avatar.
Why?
Here's my theory on Avatar. Ronald Reagan once said that the only thing that's gonna bring humanity together as one would be an alien invasion. And I believe that those—
He also had Alzheimer's.
This is true. This is true. As they say in Game of Thrones, this is known. So
it's hard to take you seriously when you're drinking out of a fucking chalice and quoting Game of Thrones.
That's exactly what you should take me seriously. I'm drinking out of a chalice quoting Game of Thrones. What else do you quote Game of Thrones when you're drinking out of a chalice? You cur. So I said that to say, Ronald Reagan said, the only thing that will unite the humanity is the fucking alien invasion. And I believe that those aliens that will invade will be the blue fucking Smurfs from Avatar. And what they're going to do is going to beat the Dream Team in basketball.
Wait, the 92 Dream Team?
Any Dream Team, because did you see them? They're like 10 feet, and that's what they were doing in the movie, playing basketball over and over and over again. And
they play basketball in Avatar?
Yes, well, the humans in their bodies play basketball. Go with the joke.
Okay. So
what's going to happen is when those blue Smurfs come to, blue killer Smurfs come to Earth, they're going to challenge the Dream Team to basketball. Michael Jordan's going to kind of come out of retirement, a lot like Space Jam. And then we're going to lose. And then people are going to be like, wow, we have got to unite. Where is Sharonis Marshallonis or some incredible white man with a basketball? And then we're going to challenge them to a game of baseball.
Then a bunch of Cubans win? What happens then?
Exactly. Thank you, Obama, for releasing the tariff. Cubans, Poppy. I don't know. That was too far.
Yeah, that's what happened. It was too far. It was too controversial of a statement. You lost everybody.
No, I just think like once, like if the Dream Team gets whipped in basketball by aliens, then these white people would be like, you know what? We have got to take those blue people serious.
But
we gotta go buy $75 tickets to watch them play basketball. Fuck these niggas. And then niggas gonna be like, you know what? We have got to figure something else out. Let's try moonwalking.
What basketball game is only $75 now? Even like regular season Wizards tickets are like $100.
I know, right?
That's fucking crazy.
That's ridiculous. And you went to a hockey match.
I did.
That's beautiful. Wait till the aliens play you in
it
hockey.
It was called a hockey match, too.
It was. It's the Winter Classic. Wait till the blue aliens come down to play you in that shit. Wait till you see how it feels.
So in your
LeBron is the king. This is the one dude who met Prince William.
So every white person is hockey and every black person is basketball?
No. The Wu-Tang white people like basketball. They know where their bread is buttered. It's the hold. It's the ones that's holding out. They're like hockey.
Do you think we're helping race relations or hurting them?
I think we are helping them. I think we're showing that you can actually have fun with race. The thing about it is, like, we don't talk about racism because racism is like race plus power equals racism. So, like, he has the power to unplug the mic. That would be very racist at this point.
I'm not going to do that.
I don't know. You've also called me Jamel. But that wasn't racist. That was a mistake. Albeit a racist mistake. So are we helping race relations? Are we hurting race relations? All we're saying is, hey, man, that comet that passed over, spread peace and love. We're all human. Play basketball.
Do you play?
No. Do I look like I play basketball? I buy $75 tickets to watch them niggas.
I haven't played.
I do. They're young. Have you seen LeBron James? I would have bought him as a slave. Shit. Look at him. He's like 6'9". Those hands are massive. You can pick, I don't know how many barrels of cotton with those. Jesus Christ. I would have done the same.
Yeah, but he's got a bad knee.
Yeah, and that's
he's missing 2 weeks.
And that's when you give him a fiddle. It's not over. It's not over just because you got a bad knee. It's not done. We're not done. What, you thought you wasn't going to see me? This is forever. What we're saying is racism is stupid.
No, what we're saying is how you would own LeBron James if you
were
a slave owner. That's what you were saying.
Okay, I'm going to give you $1 million. I'm going to give you, what would you do with an unlimited budget?
Not if I had an unlimited budget, why would I
and
need
it was
slaves?
And it was the 1700s.
Live in Europe.
Exactly. You going to do all that work?
No, I live in Europe.
What do you
just
think?
I have an unlimited budget. I'll go to Europe.
Right. They had slaves there. What do you think they came? Where do you think the word slaves come from? It's a European term. Slavs. That's your history. Yugoslavia.
Well, that's how we're going to end that segment. It's great.
Thank you. I'll be here all week.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the very funny Mr. Jamel Johnson, everybody.
Always good. Always good. Hey,
you can see Haywood the first and third Tuesday of the month at Sally's.
Yes.
And he's got a bunch of other shows. Is there anything you'd like to plug besides Sally's?
Yeah. January 10th, actually, we'll be hosting a show for one member of the Wu-Tang Clan at the Howard Theater.
Oh, you're doing the... Is it you guys?
Yes. No, not you, God. That's not the one you want to host for.
You guys playing Rock and Roll Hotel in January. I apologize.
There we go. And that's what we're hosting for. You God. And it is. You God.
Is it really?
Yes. I'm hosting. So good Lord willing and the creek don't rise, we'll make it to see that day. What do we hope happens from this? We just hope you guys love each other.
Next Saturday, Howard Theater, Haywood, Turnip Seed Jr.
Peace.
I'm glad that she's here and I'm glad that she's our friend. One last time, put your hands together for Katie McDee, everybody.
drive that far.
Katie McDee, everybody. Very, very good. It was a nice ending song, too. It was delightful.